奉主耶稣圣名证道。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I deliver this sermon.
我们请先翻开哥林多后书第五章。
Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
我们读第九节跟第十节。
Verse 9 and verse 10. Verse 9 and verse 10. Verse 9. Therefore also we have as our ambition, whether at home or absent, to be pleasing to him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may be recompensed for his deeds in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad.
保罗劝勉我们每一个人都要立志得主的喜悦。
And Paul encouraged us that we must be resolved to please the Lord.
因为人生最后的路就是要走向耶稣基督的审判台前。
The end of the journey of every man is to come before the judgment seat of God.
而耶稣基督要按照每一个人所行的来审判我们。
And the Lord Jesus will also judge us according to the deeds that we have done.
因此我们在今生活着所作所为的确要三思。
And therefore we have to consider very carefully for everything that we are going to do in this world.
我们所做的得神的喜悦还是惹神的愤怒呢？
To consider whether what we are doing is it pleasing to God or are we incurring the wrath of God?
就像国家有国家的法律。
It's just like there are laws in a country.
如果我们做国家不高兴的事情去犯法，我们就要接受法律的裁判。
If we do things against the laws of the country, we will also be punished according to the law.
那我们知道神所不喜悦的事情。
We are also aware of the things that God are not pleased with.
那为什么我们还要继续去做呢？
Yet why do we continue to do these things?
所以我们应该停止神所不喜悦的事。
We must cease doing things which are not pleasing to God.
反倒我们从今以后应该追求什么是神所喜悦的事。
And henceforth we must strive to do things which are pleasing to God.
什么是神所喜悦的事呢？
And what are the things that are pleasing to God?
我们已经曾经谈过六样了。
We have discussed 6 of these things.
相隔时间相当久啊，不知道大家还记得是哪六样吗？
I do not know whether you still recall these 6 things because we have spoken it for over a long period of time.
如果你想记得的话，我们图书馆也有这个录音带，可以来去回忆回忆一下。
But if you like to listen to the sermons again, you can also you can always borrow the cassettes from our cassette library.
好，那我们现在是讲第七样。
We shall not touch on the 7th matter.
请看彼得后书第三章。
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 3.
彼得后书第三章。
2 Peter chapter 3,
第九节。
Verse 9. 2 Peter 3 verse 9, verse 9. The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing for any to perish, but all to come to repentance.
这里很清楚告诉我们，神不愿有一个人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
Here the Bible says that God does not wish for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance.
为了达到他的愿望，以及给我们时间来实现这个愿望。
In order to fulfill His wish and also to allow us time to accomplish this will,
我们看到末日的来临一直在拖延呢。
We feel that the last days have been delayed.
并不是主耶稣忘记了。
It's not that the Lord has forgotten to come.
乃是因为他愿意人人得救。
It's because he desires every man to be saved.
因此仍然再次的给我们机会，给我们时间。
He continued to give us opportunity and time.
所以我们要明白神的旨意。
We must understand God's will.
传福音拯救人的灵魂，这是神所喜悦的事。
When we preach the gospel to save the souls of men, this is pleasing to God.
因此在我们信仰生活里面
，in our Christian life of faith，
我们应当尽我们的本分来传福音，来带领人信主。
We must do our part to preach the gospel and to bring men to Christ。
这是主所喜欢的。
This is pleasing to God。
在路加福音十五章
，in Luke chapter 15，
第三节到第七节
，from verse 3 to 7，
主耶稣用比喻说。
Jesus spoke of this parable.
有一个人有一百只羊，但是迷失了一只羊。
That a man has 100 sheep, but he lost one of them.
为了寻找这一只迷失的羊，他竟然把99只羊都撇在旷野。
And in order to seek this lost sheep, he would leave aside the 99 sheep in the wilderness.
他去寻找这一只迷失的羊。
In order that he may go out and look up to look after this lost one.
找了好久，一直找到为止。
He searched for a long time. Finally, he found it.
然后他非常的高兴。
And he was very joyous.
也叫他的邻舍、他的朋友一同来分享这种的快乐。
And he calls together his friends and his neighbors to share in this happiness.
我失去的羊已经找回来了。
I have found my sheep which was lost.
你们跟我一同快乐吧。
Rejoice with me.
当然，主耶稣讲的并不是这一只羊。
Of course, Jesus was not just talking about this lost sheep.
羊的价值有多少呢？
Because what is the value of a lost sheep?
最多我们没有羊肉汤好吃而已嘛。
Perhaps we will not be able to take mutton soup. That is about all.
但是主耶稣所说的是一个罪人的灵魂。
But Jesus was emphasizing upon the soul of a sinner.
所以第七节他这样讲。
Verse 7, he said,
我告诉你们，
I tell you this,
一个罪人悔改，在天上也要这样为他欢喜。
That there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents,
比那99个不用悔改的义人欢喜更大。
Than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance.
你不知道一个罪人悔改在天上是多么的高兴啊。
We may not realize that there is so much joy in heaven when one sinner repents.
这实实在在是神所喜悦的事情。
In reality, this is really pleasing to God.
所以我们应该在这一件事上尽我们的努力来帮助。
We must therefore be diligent to be helpful in this matter.
也许你会问我，
You may ask me,
一个人的得救不是已经预定的吗？
Is it not predestined for whether a person is saved or not?
请看《使徒行传》的13章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 13.
使徒行传13章。
Acts chapter 13.
我们读48节。
Verse 48.
使徒行传13章48节。
Acts 13 verse 48. Verse 48. And when the Gentiles heard this, they began rejoicing and glorifying the word of the Lord. And as many had been appointed to eternal life, believed.
路加记录传福音的工作的时候，他这样说。
When Luke was recording the work of the gospel, he talks about this.
他说，凡义定得永生的人都信了。
And he recorded that those who have been appointed to eternal life, they have believed.
当然，他跟保罗他们传福音的时候，有一些外邦人相信，可是有很多外邦人却拒绝不信的。
And when he was together with Paul preaching the gospel, some Gentiles believed, but there are also many who did not believe.
那为什么一些会相信，一些不相信呢？
And why is it that some believed, some did not believe?
读起来好像会相信的，因为神已经预定他得救，所以他就相信。
And from this verse, it appears that only those who have been appointed to eternal life, these will be the ones that will believe.
那么那些不相信的，因为神没有预定他得救啊，当然他们不相信了。
And those who disbelieve because they have not been appointed to eternal life, of course, they then disbelieve.
所以这里说，凡预定得永生的人，他们通通都相信了。
And so this verse says that as many as been appointed to eternal life believe.
如果真的是这样，
If this is really the case,
那我们何必还要努力来传福音呢？
Why should we then be diligent to preach the gospel?
因为如果神不预定他得救的话，
Because if God has not appointed for him to be saved,
那你怎么样去传给他，他都不会相信的。
No matter how you preach to him, he will not believe.
我们不是浪费时间，浪费金钱，浪费一切吗？
Then we will be wasting our time and our energy and everything we put in to preach the gospel.
如果这个人是神预定他得救的，
If this man is appointed to be saved,
就算我们没有传福音给他，
Even if we do not preach to him,
神也会带领他来相信的。
God will lead him to believe.
你不用费时费力，神都会亲自带领他。
You don't even have to waste your time and energy, and God will lead him to the church.
因此这样说的，这样说来，
So if we explain in this manner,
那我们何必要这么样的努力，这样的尽本分，想尽办法来去传福音？
You find that there is no necessity to consider all means and ways in order to preach the gospel.
因为事实上并不是这样解释的。
But in actual fact, we do not interpret this verse this way.
保罗说得很清楚。
Paul explained very clearly.
他说神不是预定一个人不得救的。
That God has not appointed for one person not to be saved.
请看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章。
First Thessalonians chapter 5。
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
First Thessalonians chapter 5。
第九节。
Verse 9。For God has not destined us for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ.
这里讲得很清楚。
Here the verse explains clearly,
神不是预定我们受刑，
that God did not destine us for wrath.
所以如果有人不得救受审判，并不是神预定他不得救的。
So if one does not believe and has been judged, it's not because God has destined him to be so.
反倒神是愿意预定人人都得救的。
But on the contrary, God is willing to destine every man for salvation.
因此神才设立了这个救恩。
And that is why God established this salvation.
借着耶稣基督来拯救一切相信的人。
That through the Lord Jesus Christ, all those who believe in Him can be saved.
所以这个救恩是神早早预定好的。
So salvation has been destined very much earlier by God.
这个预定是要愿意人人都可以得救。
And this predestination by God is to enable man to be saved.
所以相信的人就成为这一些借着救恩预定得救的人。
And those who believe, they receive this predestined salvation plan of God to be saved.
那如果你不相信，那当然你就不得救了。
But if we do not believe, of course, then we cannot be saved.
因为你拒绝了这个救恩，那你只好自己面对向神交代你的罪了。
Because you have rejected this salvation plan of God, then you have to account for God for your sins.
因此我们要必须清楚地明白。
Therefore, we must clearly understand,
不是神预定他得救，所以他会相信。
It's not that God has destined one to be saved, and that is why one believes.
当然也不是神预定他不得救，所以他怎么样都不相信。
And it's also not that God has destined one not to be saved, and that is why no matter how we preach, he disbelieves.
反倒是神预先知道谁会悔改相信，谁不会悔改相信。
But we explain that God knows, earlier whether one would believe.Or whether one would disbelieve in him.
请看罗马书的第八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8,
29节到30节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 29 and 30.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8, verse 29 and 30. Verse 29. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his Son.That he might be the firstborn among many brethren, and whom he predestined, this also he called, and whom he called, this he also justified, and whom he justified, this he also glorified.
保罗在这里谈到那些得救的人，都是神预先知道的人。
And Paul talks about those who are saved, and he explained that God has the foreknowledge.
所以神设立的这个救恩。
So when God established this salvation,
那谁会接受这个救恩呢？
Then who will actually be willing to accept this salvation of God?
你跟我都不知道。
You and I do not know.
可是神早已经预先知道。
But God has the foreknowledge who would actually believe in Him.
一个人要怎么样得救呢？
How is one to be saved?
怎么样接受救恩呢？
And to receive the gospel.
救恩的内容是怎么样？
And what is the contents of the salvation of God?
借着神的儿子耶稣基督，我们就可以知道。
It's through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that we can know about God's salvation.
所以他说神的儿子在我们当中好像做长子做大哥一样，给一个榜样给我们去效法的。
So he says that the Lord Jesus Christ is like our firstborn among the many brethren. He set an example how we can be saved.
你看耶稣怎么样的受洗。
If you look at how Jesus was baptized,
你看主耶稣怎么样的受圣灵
，and how he received the Holy Spirit,
你看主耶稣怎么样祷告顺服神的旨意
，and how he prayed to God and submit to God's will.
最后你看主耶稣怎么样从死里复活
，and eventually you see how Jesus Christ also resurrected from the dead.
我们效法耶稣基督
，when we emulate the Lord Jesus,
我们跟他的脚踪一样的走
，we also follow in his footsteps.
一样的洗礼，一样的受圣灵。一样的顺服神的旨意。
Likewise, we are baptized, we receive the Holy Spirit, and we also submit to God's will.
那么我们也一样的死了，将来也要复活，得到永生的生命的。
And likewise, we will also die, but we shall be resurrected to eternal life as Jesus did.
当然，也有很多看见的，也听见的。
So many have heard and many have seen.
但是他们不愿意相信。
But they did not want to believe.
也不愿意跟从效法耶稣基督的脚踪。
And they were not willing to follow the footsteps of the Lord Jesus.
他们拒绝了这个预定的救恩。
And they have rejected this predestined plan of God.
那么他们只好自己面对自己的审判了。
Then they have to face their own judgment and punishment.
好，比如说考试的时候。
For example, if there is an examination,
我知道我的学生当中谁会考上，谁考不上。
I know the standard of my students who will be able to pass or fail this exam.
我也知道总共会有多少个人会及格，多少个人会匪楼。
And I will also know how many people will pass the test or the examination and how many would fail.
但你不要误会，并不是我用我的权力和决定他可以考上，他不可以考上。
But you must understand that it's not that as a teacher I have used my influence to determine who can pass and who can fail.
也不是我限定的只能够有50个人考上。
And it's not that I have fixed that only 50 people can pass.
考试是公平也是公开给每一个人的。
Because the examination is fair to everyone, is open to everyone.
只不过我根据他们平时的作业以及平时的测验，我可以知道多少个人会及格，多少个人不及格而已。
But it's just from my own observations about their own daily work and their own performance in their test, I will be able to determine accurately who are the one who can pass the examination.
我们的神也是这样。
And this also applies to our God.
神所预定的救恩是公开的，也是公平给每一个人的。
God has fixed a salvation plan that is open to everyone and that is fair to everyone.
每一个人都可以借助这个福音，借助耶稣基督而得救。
And everyone can be saved through this gospel.
事实上，天父是预定这个救恩的目的，就是愿意人人都可以得救的。
But in fact, God has destined this salvation plan for everyone to have the opportunity to be saved.
但是可惜的，不是每一个人都相信福音。
But most pitifully, not everyone wants to believe in the gospel.
当然，神预先知道谁会相信，谁不相信了。
And God, of course, knows who would believe in Him and who would not.
但是我们不知道
，but we do not know。
因此，我们需要去传。
That is why there is a need for us to preach。
如果主耶稣告诉我们说：“哦，这个人你不用传了”，他不会相信的。
If the Lord Jesus were to tell us one day that you don't have to preach to this person because he will never believe，
并不是主耶稣不拣选他，而是因为他硬心拒绝主耶稣。
It's not that the Lord has not chosen him, but he has become stubborn and he has rejected God。
你不用再浪费时间在他身上，把握时间去传给别的可以相信的人吧。
And you need not waste your time preaching the gospel.To him, you might as well devote your efforts to other people.
但是我们没有得到这样的启示啊。
But we have never received such revelation from God.
因此我们只好尽我们的能力要去传扬福音。
And that is why we have to do our best and put in our efforts to preach the gospel.
请看罗马书的第十章。
Romans chapter 10.
14节到16节。
Verse 14 to 16.
罗马书第十章。
Romans chapter 10,
第十四跟到十六节
verse 14 to verse 16. Verse 14, how then shall they call upon him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? And just as it's written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring glad tidings of good things.
十六节说只是人没有都听从福音。
In verse 16 says that not everyone has believed in the preaching of the gospel.
不要说是我们现代。
This not only applies to our generation.
也不要说是在保罗的时代。
Or during the times of Paul.
在以赛亚先知的时代就已经是这样的了。
During the times of prophet Isaiah, the people has also responded likewise.
以赛亚这样的说。
Prophet Isaiah said,
主啊，我们所传的有谁信呢？
Prophet Isaiah says, the Lord, who has believed our report?
我们不是白传吗？
Are we preaching in vain?
那你直接告诉我们，谁会相信，谁不可以相信，那不是简单的很多吗？
So will you not make life easier for us if you were to tell us who can be saved and who cannot?
为什么弄得我们大家都这么样的心伤，也这么样的劳苦，这么的失望呢？
And why do you want to waste our efforts as well as hurt our feelings in choosing, in preaching to others?
如果神感动我们，
if God were to move us,
让我们知道哪一个地区的人会相信，
and help us to understand who are the people in which district who will believe,
我们就在那个地区开布道会好了。
Then we will have our evangelistic service over there.
或者我们分传单的时候，圣灵感动，让我们知道哪一家人会来听福音。
Or when we distribute the gospel tracts, if God were to move us to understand who can be saved,
不要等到我们给了福音传单，等下看到垃圾桶里，通通都是我们真耶稣教会的传单。
Or we find that at times that after we have distributed the tracts, we found these tracts in the waste paper baskets.
实在让我们感觉到这么样的浪费金钱、时间跟最重要的是我们的那一颗心。
We find that this is a waste of our time and our money, and as well as our efforts are gone to waste.
所以有时候我们在想，我们的神有时候好像跟我们开玩笑一样，他感动一下，指点一下，那我们不是很明白了吗？
So sometimes we may feel that God is actually making us or playing a fool with us. All he have to do is just move us a little bit to have some understanding of who can be saved.
或者甚至我们会想，我们去传哦，人家都不看到我们的外表，人家都不喜欢听了。
Or we may say that if we were to preach to others and they just look at our appearance, they would not want to believe.
如果你说，哇，是某某神学博士啊，是某某文明的布道家啊。But
if you were to explain that someone is coming to preach to you and he's a renowned person, a famous preacher, evangelist.
或者今天晚上我们的音乐布道会，我们请了民歌星张学友来助阵。
Or tonight when we're going to have a music evangelical service and we have a famous singer who will be singing for us.
哇，他们想到哇，张学友也会来唱基督教的歌吗？我们要去听一听哦。
So they were thinking about this famous artist 张学友, whether he will sing Christian songs or not, and they will want to come to listen.
大概张学友比较过时了，最新的是阿妹吧。
And you find this 张学友, maybe he has already passed his time, and the more up-to-date singer will be Amei.
简单说，我们没有那种吸引力跟那个号召力啊。
So we find that we lack this attractive power to bring people to the church.
所以每次看到那一些外教会的布道会或者是演唱会，那些人啊，真的只是看到头啊。
So if we look at other Christian rallies conducted by other churches, you find that there are so many of them, we can only see the heads of the people attending the rallies.
我们传纯正的福音，拯救人灵魂，得救的要道，那但是为什么小猫两三只呢？
On the other hand, we are preaching the gospel, the real gospel, the true gospel that can lead men to salvation, yet we find the attendance is very, very low.
这的确是让我们很伤心，很难过的。
Of course, we are saddened and we are hurt.
我在想，如果神派天使来传福音，不是好咯？
So I was thinking to myself, if God were to send the angels to preach the gospel, wouldn't it be better?
天使不要开口了，就站在旁边，翻译的也好，讲道的也好，站在旁边，那也不错了啦。
So even if the angels do not speak, all they have to do is stand beside the speaker or the interpreter, it will be effective enough.
要不然就是当他们来祷告的时候，我们按手哈，他就得到圣灵，那也是很好啊。
Or if they were to come to the front when we lay hands upon them, immediately they receive the Holy Spirit, wouldn't this be very much better?
让神迹奇事显明。
Let there be manifestation of signs and miracles.
我邀请一些朋友来参加布道会。
I invited some friends to come for evangelistic service.
但是他们没有兴趣。
But they were not interested.
但是他们却兴趣参加外教会的布道会。
They were interested to attend the evangelistic rallies of the outside churches.
我问他们,
and I asked them,
我那么诚恳地邀请你，你一次都不来。
I have been so sincere towards you, but you have not even accepted it once.
而他们的邀请，你只是拿到传单咯，那你就会去了，为什么呢？
But you have just received an invitation track from the other churches, yet you will respond favorably to this invitation.
他说因为有一个地方不同的。
So I asked him why. He said, oh, there is one place that is different.
他拿传单给我看。
He opened up the track and showed me.
里面写得很清楚。
It stated very clearly there.
你有病吗?
Do you have sicknesses?
你来相信你就得到医治。
If you come, you will be healed.
医病赶鬼啊。
Sicknesses will be healed, demons will be cast out.
他们的讲员有这种医病赶鬼的恩赐。
And their speaker claim to have this power to cast out demons and to heal sicknesses.
所以他们的布道会叫做神医布道会。
And that is why they call this miracles rally.
你知道吗？我身体都有病。
You know that I'm sick.
我也希望能够好啊。
I also hope to be healed.
就是这样而已。
And this is what I hope for.
你们教会讲的真理是好啦。
Of course, your church says that you are preaching the truth that is good.
可是我现在需要的是我的病得医治。
But what I need now is the healing of my sickness.
那你能够说什么呢？
Then what can you say?
我就回想。
So I'm thinking to myself,
我们初期真教会传扬的时候,
that in the early days of our True Church,
我们也是打这个招牌的。
Actually, we also send the same signal to others.
如果你看很久以前的传单哦，跟那一些是旧的很旧的那个圣灵吧。
If you look at the Holy Spirit times in the early times or the early tracts that we have,
我们也是打这个招牌医病赶鬼。
We also send the same message to people that we heal sicknesses and we cast out demons.
因此也吸引了不少的人。
And many people were attracted.
在那个时候也有不少的神迹奇事。
And at that time, many signs and miracles were performed.
所以好多人相信。
And many believe.
可是为什么到今天好像没有这样呢？
But what is it that in today we do not have this same situation?
我们现在强调在真理。
Now we are emphasizing the truth.
祈求圣灵。
And to pray for the Holy Spirit.
不再强调在医病赶鬼。
We no longer emphasize on the healing of sicknesses or the casting out of demons.
因为医病赶鬼是有时的。
Because the healing of sicknesses and the casting out of demons have their timings.
正如同主耶稣开始传道的时候。
It's just like when the Lord Jesus first preached the gospel.
他也是医病赶鬼。
He was also healing sicknesses and casting out demons.
让人家清楚知道耶稣基督真的是奉神差派来，有神的权柄和能力同在的。
So that people can easily recognize that he is the one sent by God and he has the power and authority from God.
而这些医病赶鬼的全能是要来见证这个福音是真的是得救的。
And the authority he has, in preaching, in the casting out demons and in healing sicknesses, is to prove to others that he is preaching the gospel.
因此到了一个阶段
，and up to a certain stage,
耶稣基督不再行神迹了。
Jesus did not perform any more miracles.
或者说减少行神迹了。
Or we say that he has performed less miracles.
甚至他公开的拒绝他们要求行神迹的事情。
And he has openly rejected the people coming to him to seek.For miracles,
他说没有神迹给这个时代看了。
He said no miracles will be performed for this generation.
除了约拿的神迹以外
，except the sign of Jonah.
因为耶稣所行的神迹已经足够证明他是奉神差派的。
Because the miracles performed by the Lord Jesus have adequately proved that he has been sent by God.
如果你们不相信这一些神迹
，if you did not believe these miracles,
你们还要要求更大更多的神迹。
And if you continue to ask for more and greater miracles,
那已经不是信心的问题。
That is not an issue of faith.
那是你们个人欲望的要求了。
It's just your own personal desire to want to see these things.
这已经违背主的旨意。
Then he has gone against God's will.
因为他来这个世界不是要医治人家肉体的疾病。
Because he did not come into this world to heal man physically.
乃是要拯救人的灵魂，使人的罪得到赦免，将来可以得到永生。
But to save the souls of men, so that man can receive forgiveness of sins and the salvation of the soul.
今天真教会也是一样。
And today we send this same message.
当我们开拓到一个新的地方
，when we go to a new place to preach the gospel,
神迹其实都比较显明。
We will have miracles manifested
来证明这个福音是真的。
To prove that the gospel we preach is true.
但是以后我们的信心要建立在真理上。
But later.On our faith must be established on the truth.
要怎么样的悔改？要怎么样的敬畏神
？And we learn about how we should repent and to fear God.
而不是追求肉体所需要的。
And not to strive after things to please our flesh.
因此，我们明白神的旨意。
So if we understand God's will,
神不叫天使传福音。
God did not ask the angels to preach the gospel.
神也不是显现他的全能来吸引人。
And God did not
相信福音。
Manifest his power in order to attract men to believe in the gospel.
他要我们宣传耶稣基督的救恩。
He wants to first ask us to preach the salvation of Jesus Christ.
告诉人耶稣基督才是我们的救主。
To tell people that Jesus Christ is really our savior.
要怎么样的洗礼？要怎么样的受圣灵
？And to teach men that how they are to be baptized and to receive the Holy Spirit.
要怎么样从水和圣灵重生才能够进入神的国、啊、
？That how are they to be born again of the water and the Spirit in order to enter the kingdom of God?
因此，这个责任就落在我们每个信主的人身上。
So now the responsibility lies upon us.
我们已经知道这个福音了。
We know about this gospel.
我们也知道怎么样才可以得救了。
We also know how to be saved.
因此是我们来去传扬福音。
So it's up to us now to preach the gospel.
当然，很多人他不会相信。
But many will not believe.
但总有一些是相信的人。
But there will be some who will believe.
可是如果你不传给他，他怎么会明白呢
？But if you do not preach to him, how will he understand?
他不明白，他怎么会相信呢
？And if he does not understand, how is he to believe?
那他不相信，他怎么会祈求？怎么会悔改？怎么会受洗呢
？And if he does not believe, how is he going to seek and ask God for forgiveness of sins?
所以就需要我们讲给他听
So we need to explain to the person
然后他才有机会可以明白一下
Then will he have the opportunity to understand
所以我们的责任是要讲给他听让他明白
Our responsibility to explain to the person to help him to understand
有时候我们感觉到传福音很困难
Sometimes we feel that preaching the gospel is difficult
因为我们说不知道要怎么样使到他相信
Because we do not know how to convince the person to believe
你没有办法的
But actually it's not up to us
我也没有办法的
It's also not up to me、
okay. 你没有办法使一个人相信的
It's not up to us to convince a person to believe
我们的责任也不是使一个人相信
And our responsibility is not to convince the person
主耶稣没有为难我们
Jesus did not give us an impossible task.
他只是告诉我们,
He only tells us,
把你从主耶稣所得到的,
from what you have received from the Lord,
你所听的道理,
from what you have heard,
你所明白的救恩,
what you have understand about salvation,
告诉他们,
tell them,
这样就好了,
that is good enough.
那他们会不会相信呢?
And would they believe in what you say?
那是他跟神之间的问题了。
Then it's the issue between him and God.
那个责任不在我们的身上。
The responsibility no longer lies with us.
当然，如果他听了会相信，我们很高兴了。
Of course, if he listens and he believes, we'll be very happy.
啊，他传了，他都不相信，你当然会灰心了。
And if we were to preach, but he does not want to believe, we'll of course be hurt.
所以我们传福音的热忱会受影响。
So you find that our preaching zeal is affected.
你会像以赛亚先知呼喊出来。
You will be like Prophet Isaiah crying out.
主啊，我们所传的有谁信呢？
Lord, who has believed our report?
我们还要这样传下去吗？
Should we continue to preach to people?
这样的传有用吗？
Is it fruitful for us to continue to preach in this manner?
我们就会产生这样的问题。
Then these doubts will creep in our mind.
然后我们就会没有力。
And we will find that we will not have the strength.
一听到布道会要到了，又有布道会啊。
When we heard about the coming evangelistic service, immediately we react another evangelistic service.
我们心里就感觉到有点的不安。
And we find that there is a lack of peace in us.
因为我们没有办法带人来啊。
Because we are not able to bring people to God.
哎，还没有去叫人呢，我们想，哎，没有希望了。叫不叫了这么多年都没有叫到一个。
Before we even invite others, we will be discouraged by saying that, oh, we have tried so many times and it's always a no.
那是不是应该停止下去呢？
Then should we stop?
不应该的。
We should not.
就像先知也呼叫了。
It's just like the prophets who cry out.
所以我们必须调整我们的思想。
Therefore, we have to change our attitude.
明白神的旨意。
To understand God's will.
原来我们的责任只是去传讲就好了。
To understand that our responsibility is just to preach.
这就已经尽了我们的责任了。
Then we have fulfilled our responsibility.
保罗不是这么说吗？
Isn't this what Paul has said?
我撒种了。
I have sown.
亚波罗去浇灌了。
Apollos.Because it is God who caused him to grow and not us.
可是撒种跟浇灌却是我们的责任哦。
But it's our responsibility to sow and to water.
因此我们撒了种。
And after we have sown,
那你没有浇灌呢？
We ask ourselves, have we watered?
也许我们这一次浇了它，好像撒种一样。
It's just like now we have teach him and we have already sown the seed.
不过你就停止了。
But you have stopped.
没有再浇灌呢。
You did not continue to water.
那当然他不会再成长吗？
Then he did not want to grow.
因此我们不但要撒种，我们还要继续的浇灌。
And that is why we not only sow, but we have to continue to water.
也许这一次不行，也许这一年不行，大概明年他会相信呢。
Maybe this time or this year he did not want to believe, but next year he may want to believe.
除非他自己告诉你。
Unless he tell you very clearly,
请你尊重我的信仰。
Please respect my faith.
我不相信耶稣的。
I do not want to believe in Jesus.
那真的是没有话好说了。
Then of course there's nothing more for us to say.
虽然是这样，
although this is the case,
我们只好交托给神。
We have to entrust this matter to God.
让他有一天会醒悟过来。
We hope that one day he will come to the realization.
因此，
therefore,
十五节里面说，
verse 15 says,
经上记作。
That is stated in the gospel.
报福音传喜信的人，他们的脚中何等佳美。
That how beautiful are the feet of those who spread the good tidings.
你再读一次。
If you were to read again,
报福音传喜信的人，他们的脚中何等佳美。
How beautiful are the feet of those who bring glad tidings of good things.
你不是只是去报去传就好了吗？
So it says very clearly that all you have to do is to bring and to report of the good things.
如果他说带一个人来信主悔改得救的，这个人的脚中何等佳美，那就完全不同了。
If it's stated here in the Bible that is the feet, beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel and a person believe and come to know the Lord.
那我们没有带到一个人真正的悔改受洗。那你怎么会欢喜呢？
So you find that if you have not brought someone to believe and to be baptized, then you find that you cannot have this happiness.
这样我们就得不到神的喜悦了。
Then we cannot please God.
可是神没有这样说。
But God did not say in this way.
经上记着说。
It is stated in the Bible.
报福音传喜信的人，他们的脚中何等佳美。
It is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring glad tidings of good things.
因为他有神的心意，要愿意人人得救。
Because he has the heart of God that everyone, to desire everyone to be saved.
因此，弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
虽然我们有很多次的失望。
Although we may be disappointed many times,
但是在耶稣基督里面我们有盼望。
But then in the Lord Jesus, we can have hope.
我们明白了我们的责任跟我们能力的范围。
We understand, the scope of our responsibility and our efforts.
我们尽我们的责任传福音给家里的人。
And that we do our part to preach the gospel to our family members.
尤其我们今年定的是全家人信主的目标。
Especially this year, we have stated the objective to preach the gospel to all our family members.
我们家里都有一些人还没有信主的。
Because we have family members who have not believed in God.
我们把握这些机会。
We must seize the opportunity.
带领他们。
To bring them.
在下个月的七号，我们有一个特别的节目。
Next month we on the 7th of May we have a special program.
就是邀请那些家里还没有信主的人跟我们一起来用餐。
This is an invitation to our family members that they have a lunch together with us.
也许对这个方法你们有一些意见。
You may have some opinions regarding this method of inviting your family members.
但是你要体谅我们的决定。
But you please appreciate our decision.
我们的目的只是要想办法让他们容易接触我们教会。
Our objective is to enable our family members to come into contact with our church members.
因为有些人真的不习惯到会堂来的。
There are really people who are not used to coming to church.
不一定就是他不相信啊。
It's not that he will never believe.
因为对一个陌生的事情啊，我们总是不太喜欢的。
Because when we come to something that we are not familiar with, normally we are not so, attracted or we are not so pleased to draw near to it.
尤其这个信仰跟我们传统的信仰不太很大的不同。
Especially this is a faith that is not, similar to our traditions.
我们更不想要去改变。
So we do not have the desire to change.
因此一谈到要到教会。不听布道会，他就一种很自然反抗，但并不是说他硬心不相信了。
So you find that when people are invited to the church, immediately they find this repulsive, and it's not that they are stubborn and they do not want to believe.
因此，我们就想一些比较容易让他们接受的方法，开始一个接触。
And that's why we come up with different methods, easier methods for people to come into contact with Christianity.
从这里做一个起点。
And from here we at least can start it off.
让他了解我们这些信耶稣的人。
And to help them to understand that as Christians,
我们所传的福音是什么。
The gospel that we are preaching.
让他很简单的很自由的来了解。
So that it's simple as well as natural and at his own freedom, he can understand these things.
没有一种宗教的压力。
There is no religious pressure on him to believe.
这是好的。
This is good.
这是一个机会。
This is an opportunity.
因此我们信徒要把握这个机会。
And that is why members must make use of this opportunity.
邀请我们家里那些没有来会堂听到的家人。
To invite our family members who have not come to our church premises to listen to the gospel before,
来参加这个聚餐,
to attend, to come for the lunch,
来做一个接触一个开始,
so that they can come into contact with Christianity to start it off.
这也算我们尽了一份的力量吧。
Then we have actually fulfilled our responsibility.
因此我们要祷告。
We have to pray to God.
求主开恩帮助。
Ask God to give us His grace and to help us.
让这些人能够很容易的来接受这个福音。
That those who are invited, they can also come and believe in the gospel easily.
那这需要我们家里的人来去带领啊。
So that is the need for all of us to invite our family members.
比如说一个人家里着火了。
For example, there is a fire in my house.
那当然你可以立刻叫救火车，那救火员来救火了。
And so you can call the fire brigade and they can come to fight the fire.
因为他们的责任就是救火的嘛。
Because their responsibility is to fight the fire.
但是你真的一定要等到救火员来救火吗？
But do you want to wait for the fireman to come before you see the fire being put out?
又是你家里着火嘞?
Because this is your own house and it's on fire.
而火通常都是从小开始, 不是一下子就大火的, 因为那不是大爆炸。
And a fire normally starts from a small fire, then become a huge one. It does not start with an explosion.
因此你可以把握机会, 你自己赶快先救火。
So you can seize the opportunity to quickly fight the fire.
因为那还是在我们自己人力的掌握之下的, 可以解决的。
To fight a small fire is still within your own strength. You can actually resolve it.
如果你等到救火员来,
if you wait for the fireman to come,
火已经失控了,
then the fire will have lost or will have become out of control.
他救了火, 但是你的屋子也被烧光了。
They may be able to put out the fire, but your whole house will be burned out.
也许你一开始的时候尽你的力量去救火, 也许火就救灭了呢。
And who knows, if you were to just put in your efforts to save the fire at the beginning, the fire would have been put out.
所以你不要想传福音是传道人的责任，啊，叫传道人来我家讲道好了。
So please do not think that to preach the gospel is the responsibility of the preacher, so it's the preacher that needs to come to my house to preach to them.
有一些家庭相当保守，也相当内向的。
There are some family members of ours who are very conservative, and they are also... more on the quiet side.
你说传道今天要去探访他的家，每一个人都不在了。
So if you were to say that the preacher is coming to our house today, everyone will run away.
要不然就躲在房间里面不敢出来了。
Or they'll be hiding in their rooms and they refuse to come out.
传道你不用来了，我自己会来教会的。
And they say that, oh preacher, you don't have to come to my house because I will come to church.
那是我们自己的信徒嘞。
And these are our own church members.
他们都有这样的心理啊。
And some of them have this kind of reaction.
更何况那一些不是信徒的呢?
What more those who are not church members?
你就叫一个传道人来讲道理给他听。
If you were to ask a preacher to preach the gospel to him,
不是很容易接受, 也不能够立刻接受的。
It's not so easy and it's not so quickly that they would accept.
反正我们家人比较容易。
On the other hand, it's easier for our family members.
当然相反的, 有时候家里人要开口也比较难的, 也有这样的事情啦。
Of course, there are times where it's difficult for our own family members to open up our mouths to preach the gospel.
但并不是每一次都这么难的。
But it is not true that it happens every time.
有时候他心情很好的。
Because sometimes they are in good mood.
而什么时候我们不知道。
And we do not know.
你不能够说，今天他等一下五点钟他心情很好，我这个时候打电话叫传道来。
And you cannot say that I'm going to wait until 5 o'clock when his mood is better, then I'll call the preacher to come.
等到传道来的时候，过了六点哦，他心情又不好了。
Because when the preacher arrived, it may be 6 o'clock and his mood may have changed.
可是你知道啊,
but you know,
你就记住这个机会,
you can use the opportunity then,
来跟他谈谈信仰的问题,
to talk to him about faith.
当他发表他的意见,
let him express his views.
那你就可以知道咯,
then you can understand
him. 那你也尝试回答他的问题,
and you try to answer his questions.
用你的诚恳, 用你的心, 来劝导他。
Use your sincerity, use your heart to try to talk to him.
他不是木头人啊。
He is not a man made of wood.
他是有感情的。
He has feelings.
尤其你跟他都是家里的人。
Especially we are all family members.
他知道你的心的。
He knows your heart.
你怎么知道有一天他就这样被你感动呢?
And how would you know that one day he can be moved by what you're going to do?
而这些是传道人做不到的工作来的。
And these are the things that you can do that a preacher cannot.
你在每一天都能够 找机会来传扬这个福音的。
Every day in your life, you can find the opportunity to preach the gospel to your family members.
所以求主耶稣帮助我们。
So we ask the Lord Jesus to help us.
让我们能够明白我们的责任。
That we can understand our responsibility.
神的旨意常常借着一个人救了全家的人。
God's will is very often manifested that, that is to say that one person is saved and he leads the entire family to believe.
那又借着一家人来拯救他家族的人。
And from this family, it goes on to lead the relatives to believe.
从圣经里面你看到是这样。
And if we read the Bible, these are the examples.
从我们新加坡教会你也是看到这样。
If you look at our members here in Singapore, we also find this true.
如果你们当中你想起我们马来西亚的各教会那一些信徒啊, 也还不是这样。
And if you look at our members in Malaysia, if you think about them, they also believe in this manner.
你再想广一点到世界各地。
And if you were to think widely to all the churches in the world,
都是一样的。
It also happened likewise.
为什么他们都是亲亲戚戚呢?
And why are they all relatives?
就是那么一个人传给家里人，一个家里传给家族的人，所以都是同亲亲戚戚吗？
It's because through one individual they preach to one family, and from the family it preach to all relatives.
这是有效的。
This is effective.
这是神的旨意。
This is God's will.
我们应当这样的行。
And we must do these things.
当然，我们也有不大型的布道啦，也有会堂布道、区布道各方面呢。
And we have also other kind of evangelistic activities, like in the church or large-scale evangelism outside.
可是更重要的就是我们的个人布道。
But what is most important is our own personal witnessing.
从我们的家人、从我们的朋友开始。
We can start to witness to our friends, to our immediate family members.
这是得救的福音。
This is the gospel of salvation.
我们也盼望我们的亲戚、我朋友一样能够得救的。
We hope that our friends and our relatives can also be saved.
不要等到有一天。
We should not wait until one day.
他来告诉我们。
He come and tell us.
为什么你不早告诉我这个福音呢？
Why didn't you tell me earlier about this gospel?
我们那个时候后悔也来不及了。
And at that time we want to regret, it will be too late.
我们就真的对不起我们自己的良心了。
Then we have gone against our own conscience.
因为他不知道这是得救的福音，可是你清楚知道啊。
Because he did not know that this is the gospel of salvation, but you knew.
至少你尽你的责任告诉过他吗？
At least you have to ask yourself, have you tell him about it?
好了，我今天就讲这一个就好了。
So, I will touch on this point today.
求主耶稣帮助。
I ask the Lord to help us.
传福音不是容易，但也并不是很困难的。
Preaching the gospel sounds difficult, but neither is it very difficult.
只要我们有心。
As long as we have the heart.
人人愿意传福音。
And everyone is willing to preach the gospel.
我们的神会与我们同工的。
God will work with us.
事实上。我们的神就是在等我们而已。
In actual fact, God is waiting for us.
因为他早就愿意人人得救。
Because he has already a desire for every man to be saved.
不过他不能够派天使去传。
But he cannot send the angels to preach.
因为那不是他的旨意。
Because that is not his will.
如果是的话，福音早就传遍了。
If that is the case, then the gospel will have been preached all over the world.
他却是要我们这一些信主的人来传扬他的福音啊。
But he wants us as believers to preach the gospel.
而我们却认为这是传道的工作。
And we feel that this is the work of the preacher.
你能够请多少个传道呢？
But how many preachers can you employ to preach?
请来的传道能够个个到你的家去传福音吗？
And can every preacher comes to your house to preach to your family members?
因此，
therefore,
还是看重我们个人的传道。
We must emphasize on our own personal evangelism.
主会祝福你们的。
Because we believe that God will bless you.